Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Our topic today is the family and the real concern about the lack of leadership in the home today. We hear so much about broken families, blended families with divorce, even in the church today. Well, joining us is truly an expert on the subject, author and speaker Ron Deal. He's also a marriage counselor as well. You've heard him on Family Life Today and, of course, Focus on the Family. Ron, what a privilege to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
You bet. I would love to get your observation, and I'm sure you get this asked quite frequently. I know this is your heart, about why, even in the church, we're seeing more broken families, single-parent situations. I myself came out of a situation like that, divorce situations, a lack of leadership, male leadership in the home today. Is it because of the culture that we're living in?
You know, I think the culture has a lot to do with it. I really do. We've removed parenting from marriage, for example. We've kind of lost God's design for the home in terms of how it flows. But at the end of the day, you know, what really comes down to is the hearts of men. Jesus talked about, you know, it flows out of the heart. And the inadvertent stuff, like everybody listening right now knows how imperfect they are. Yeah. I certainly am highly in tune with how perfect I am.
You
like,
too?
I want
right.
to be the best. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I want to be a great husband. I want to be a great father. I want to be a great leader. And
right.
yet I know how far I am away from that.
Hmm.
And sometimes, even when we're trying hard, circumstances in life and difficulties and selfishness just sort of collides with one another within a couple's relationship, for example, and things come apart. It's hard. Relationships, I've always said, are a refining fire. It's one of the best tools God has to help us grow up and be less childlike and more like Christ.
Yeah.
But we have to put in the time and the effort and the work. And I just see a lot of people today sort of sliding away from the work of what marriage or parenting or relationships require of them.
So there's the condition. We know our hearts. We know the condition that we're in. And we know that the ultimate healer in these situations is Jesus Christ. What does that look like that you see? What does that look like through the body of Christ, through the church? How can the church help those types of situations and help healthy families stay healthy?
It's a great, great question. I've long said that one of God's little jokes on us is that we take our vows at the beginning of marriage, and then life teaches us what we committed ourselves to. I think the church has an incredible opportunity to come alongside people and say, look, we want to help you do this better.
Yeah.
But Todd, here's the thing. The church is not doing much. I think a lot of people are really surprised to hear that research has confirmed that 85% of churches spend absolutely nothing on marriage ministry. And churches that do have a Sunday school class or a small group, or maybe they do a marriage retreat once a year, only 20% of all churches do three or more of those things in a calendar year. That means 72% of churches are doing one or two things a year to try to support marriage and family.
Yeah.
My specialization is working with blended families, and I can tell you, I think it's less than 1% of churches will do anything in this calendar year to support blended families, and they have special challenges that they're facing.
Yeah.
We can do so much more. One of the reasons I enjoy working for Family Life, International Marriage and Family Ministry, and by the way, I have to say, Family Life Wisconsin, the leadership up in Wisconsin is killing it. They are active, equipping, they are on the ground. There is no excuse for a church today to not learn something, gain a resource that they can use and plug and play and get people in a room and help them, help their marriages last.
Yeah.
We know the spiritual formation of children has everything to do with the emotional climate of their home. When we help couples, we are helping their children. We're helping the next generation and the next generation. That's Psalm 78.
Mm.
And we will tell the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, and the next generation will come to know Him. This is God's plan for bringing new believers into the world and changing the world. The home should be something every church pays attention to.
Yeah. I really want to get our listeners to your resources. You're an author. You do podcasts. Do you have maybe a book that you would recommend that you've written or where listeners can connect with your resources?
Yes. So familylife.com is the place to go. Again, a broad spectrum of marriage and family resources. My wife and I released a book for all couples called The Mindful Marriage. It just came out in January, brand new, highly endorsed. It is the deep dive. Also, my work with blended families can be found at familylife.com/blended. We have more than a dozen books and videos in our curriculum that's available to churches, so there's a lot available there.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for your time just touching on this subject of families. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling. Glad to help.
And my name is Todd Christopher. Thank you for listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.